The continuing slip of cutout prices have really been weighing on cattle futures as traders are concerned whether the slowing beef demand is the beginning of a long-term trend or just a seasonal trend. If you look at historical data, beef demand does have a tendency to pull back during the winter months going into the early part of the new year. But many traders feel the higher retail prices are starting to be noticed in many households, and some feel this may be more than just a seasonal issue. Nonetheless, live cattle contracts did close higher on Monday, ranging anywhere from 10 to 65 cents. Feeder futures ended mostly from 32 to 97 cents higher. The exception, nearby January, it actually jumped $1.32 on the day. Last week's cash cattle trade came in mostly at 131 on a live basis, 206 to 207 in the dress trade. Overall, that's anywhere from $1 to $2 lower than the week before. Some feel the cash trade could continue to see a little pressure over the next few weeks as packers are starting to deal with some tighter margins. And slaughter last week at 608,000 head was actually down from the 629,000 head the week before. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.